You are now listening to the Way to Go Youth Podcast with Pastor Jerome Baker. This podcast is an outreach of A Place of Refuge Church located in Carrollton, Georgia, where the pastor is Bishop Barry Walker. Our vision is to help youth and young adults to be productive in every aspect of life according to God's Word. Now, let's receive Pastor Baker with today's message. You are listening to The Way to Go.
When it comes to young people, young adults, having a personal, sincere, and daily relationship with the Lord, it's important to know that the Lord is your healer. It's important to know that. You have got to know that your God is your healer. Now, this is what is amazing to me. So much emphasis, energy is placed on young people knowing how to read and how to write. We go to the extreme to make sure that you know how to drive a car. You know how to pass the test. When you're a child, parents want to make sure that you know how to be potty trained. I mean, you think about how many things your parents, teachers, and others want to make sure that you know for yourself. But when do young people get taught or supposed to know about divine healing? They're not going to make sure that you know it in school. They're not going to make sure that it's pushed on social media. Aren't you glad that you have a God that feeds you with knowledge and understanding and wants you to know the truth about healing? Oh, I thought y'all would be excited about that. I said, aren't you glad you have a God that will feed you with knowledge and understanding and wants you to know the truth about healing? Now, in Exodus 15 and the latter part, verse 26, where the Lord tells Moses, "For I am the Lord who heals you." Heal in that verse comes from a Hebrew word that some of us have heard, Rapha. It's where we get one of the names of God, Jehovah Rapha, the God that heals. Somebody say Jehovah Rapha. Say Jehovah Rapha, the God that heals. Now understand something. When we talk about healing, it's not what modern medicine or drugs do. Modern drugs, over-the-counter drugs, do not cure young people. They mask or hide symptoms. That's what prescription drugs or over-the-counter drugs do. They do not cure sickness and disease. It simply masks or hides the symptoms. But when it comes to our God, young folk, he cures. He repairs. He restores or he makes better. Our God just doesn't get rid of symptoms, young people. He cures. He heals. He restores or he makes better. How many see the difference by a show of hands? All right. Now, when it comes to God healing you or God healing me or specifically his people, you need to understand, young folk, he can heal us while we're here on earth, or he heals us when we leave earth. Bottom line, God will heal us or manifest healing while we're living here on earth. Or if we die in the Lord, we'll get our healing or manifested healing when we leave this earth. Because there is no pain, no sickness in heaven. How many understand that? So when we want God to heal us, understand, either he gonna do it while we're here living on earth, or if we die, we're going to get our healing. It's a win-win. It's a win-win either way. But I want you to have the mindset, young people, that whether he does it here on earth or whether he decides for us to die and go to heaven, either way, we got our healing. How many understand that? If you understand, shout, praise the Lord. All right. Now let's look at some biblical truths that's important that you know about healing, okay? Let's start, first of all, in the book of Psalm 103. Psalm 103. And notice verses 2 and verse 3. And it reads, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not his benefits." Forget not his what? Benefits. Verse 3. "Who forgives all your iniquity, who heals all your diseases." Divine healing, young people, or healing is a divine benefit. Because I am a child of God, being healed is a benefit. It's something that God has promised his children. And we know when it comes to the promises of God, young people, all of the promises of God are yes and amen. Nothing can stop God from fulfilling his promises. Save myself. I'm the one that can mess it up. But I want us to see it's a benefit. It's your right to be healed. The Apostle John said it like this: "I wish above all things that you prosper and be in good health." Look at somebody say, "God wants me to have good health." Some of y'all can't even do that. Come on, say, "God wants me to have good health." And see, you got to understand something. When it comes to living on this earth, sooner or later, your body is going to get sick. You're going to have afflictions in this body. "Well, I don't receive that." It don't matter, because this is not heaven. And this body is not a glorified body. And so, young people, while you are here on earth, sooner or later, or at some point in your life, you're going to have things that attack your health or your body. But isn't it good to know Psalm 103, verse 2 and 3, that no matter what attacks us, we serve a God that can heal us of all our diseases, all of our sicknesses. Okay? Now, let me say this. Just because healing is a benefit, young people, we should not practice sin or that which can harm our body. Just because you know God is your healer, that don't mean you should go out and do things that will cause you to be sick, cause you not to be well. You don't go out and start smoking, vaping. That will kill you. That will harm you. You don't go out and do that, then turn around and say, "Well, God, I need..." Why even tempt the Lord? Why do that dumb stuff? Don't just stay away from that. Don't enter into that temptation. Why even start drinking? Why even start popping pills? It will break your body down. Why even need God to restore you in that area? Just don't even start. But you best believe, young folk, you will be tempted. You will be curious. You will meet folk that indulge, and they will try to get you to come along. But you have to realize that right there, that will kill me. That will harm me. Even on the packaging, they tell you, give you a warning that is harmful. And get this, you got to pay to harm yourself. You got to pay to go and buy oils to smoke. You got to pay for tobacco and alcohol to drink and smoke. The weed man, you got to pay for that. You got to pay to hurt yourself. So don't go and indulge in stuff or start things that you know can hurt you physically, let alone give place to the enemy. Am I right? All right. You have to exemplify self-control. I'm not going to go there, but you'll see it here on the screen. Or the wall, Genesis 5, 22 and 23 talks about the fruits of the Spirit. And see, when you have the Holy Spirit, one of the fruits of the Holy Spirit is self-control. Just because somebody else is do it, that don't mean you do it. Allow the Holy Spirit to empower you not to go along with what everybody else is doing. Because I'm going to tell you, they have what's called now influencers. And you can see folk online or in your local community that if you allow it, they can influence you to make some bad choices. Yeah. You can be hanging with folk that are doing stuff. And if you are that weak in your mind, you can go ahead and just follow what somebody else is doing. I got to show you this. This is extreme, but it was just right on time when I read it. There's this 24, 25-year-old woman. Earlier this week, there was a headline about her. She went and tattooed her eyeballs. This is her right here. She went and tattooed her eyeballs, young people, different colors. And this is what gets me. She did it because she saw somebody else do it. Her 7-year-old daughter told her, you don't need to be doing that. She did it because she seen somebody else doing it. Now she's going blind. Going blind. I mean, just stupid. But how many know God will allow folk to do things to be an example for our learning? Just because other folk are doing things, that don't mean you need to follow suit. You have to take a bold stand and know who you are and walk therein. Again, this is very extreme, but I'm not going to do something just because somebody else is doing. Let's go to Luke. Tattoo one of her eyes blue and one purple and didn't think she was going to pay for that. I mean, just Luke 4. Second truth we need to understand about divine healing. Notice it says in verse 38, now he, or Jesus, arose from the synagogue and entered whose house? Simon's house. But Simon's wife's mother, or his mother-in-law, was sick with a high fever, and they made request of him concerning her. 39, so he stood over her and rebuked the fever, and what did it do? It left her. And immediately, look at this, she arose and served them. Second truth, Jesus heals minor sicknesses. Well, God don't care about this headache. Yes, he do. Well, God don't care about this throat that's itching. Yes, he do. I got an ache in my knee. He care. We can cast all our care on him because he cares for us. Here, Peter's mother-in-law had a fever. But what I love about it is that she sought Jesus. That's what she did. She sought the Lord to heal her, to help her. And then the Lord healed her, and then she got up and started serving in God's house. Woo! Now, it's some of us, we don't wait to get healed before we serve. It's some of us, we can be hurting, and we still gonna serve. But this is what I want us to see. When you do go through things in your body, young people, even if it's minor, acknowledge the Lord. Don't be so quick to do what a sinner does and reach for something. Why not ask the Lord about that fever, that headache, that stomach ache, that pain that you may be experiencing in your body? And see, all of us have been guilty at one time or another. Something happened and it's minor. And we go looking for certain things. And Jesus sometimes do not be the first one that we run to. But see, God wants us to be trained up, young people, in the way we should go. So we see here in the text, when it comes to minor sicknesses, what does he do? He heals. Let's go to 2 Kings. Y'all still getting this? All right, 2 Kings 20, verse 1. 2 Kings 20 and 1. In those days, Hezekiah was sick. It's okay to read with me. And near what? Death. He was sick. Was this minor? No. This was what? This was major. This sickness was about to what? Take him out. And Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amoz, went to him and said to him, thus says the Lord, set your house in order, for you shall die and not live. Now, in between, or the next few verses, Hezekiah heard what the prophet said, but he got to praying. He got to seeking God about what was going on in his body. And look at verse 5. The Lord told Isaiah, return and tell Hezekiah, the leader of my people, thus says the Lord, the God of David, your father, I have heard your prayer. I have seen your tears. Surely I will heal you. Let's stop right there. Jesus heals major sickness. But it happened because Hezekiah had a personal, sincere, and daily relationship with God. He didn't claim his sickness and say, well, these seizures I'm having, they taking me out. Well, this bronchitis is taking me out. Well, my sugar. No, he didn't claim it. He turned his face to God, to the wall, and got to seeking his God. And what I love about the Lord gave the prophet a word. Let him know, I'm going to heal him. It's beneficial, young folk, to have a real relationship with God. And God healed him while he was here on earth. But see, sometimes young people like Hezekiah, some young people have serious things that they're battling in their body. Major things that they battle in their body. Some of you go to the hospital, your parents take you to see a doctor, and they give you a bad report. But you got to have the mindset, even if it's major, if he healed Hezekiah, he'll also heal me. Yeah. Whether it's minor young people or whether it is major, you don't take ownership of what's attacking you. You keep God first and you depend on him. You depend on him. How many are understanding? And see, sometimes God, again, he'll let young people or young adults experience affliction in their body. But that don't mean it's the end. That don't mean you got to live with it for the rest of your life. You just, first of all, need to have a willing mind and understand God can heal me, whether it's minor or whether it's major. I serve the God of healing. Y'all with me? John 11. John 11. Some of you may say, well, why then? Why even go through all that? Why would God even allow me to have affliction in my body? Let's look at the last truth. John 11, verse 1. Now, a certain man was sick. His name was Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary and her sister Martha. Verse 3. Therefore, the sisters sent to him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom you love is sick. 4. When Jesus heard that, he said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified through it. God lets those that he loves experience sickness so he can get the glory. He'll allow or choose you to go through something in your body, not so you can die, but so God can be glorified. Look at the text, through it. So God can get a testimony out of it. So someone can be convinced that Jesus is the way, he's the truth, and he's the life. Don't you ever start having low self-esteem. Don't you ever start doubting God. Don't you ever start having pity about what God is allowing you to go through. You got to have the mindset, he going to get the glory in the midst of what I'm going through. I'm going to be able to tell somebody that my God is a healer. I'm going to be able to tell somebody I didn't have to do this or do that. All I did was stay in the will of God. God to get the glory out of what you go through in your body. Remember, whether it's minor or whether it's major. I never forget how when I became an elder, I met two young men that had HIV. Yeah. Two young adults, two young men. But God got the glory. In the midst of them battling HIV, listen, they were still serving God. They were still counting it all joy. Still going to church, and ultimately they got their healing. I remember my son when his heart stopped. His heart stopped, and then the Lord allowed him to be revived, and he got him a healing. Woo! Woo! Whether it was the two young men, my son, or others, we got to remember, young people, God gets the glory out of what we go through if we just trust him. Some of you, not all, but some of you are dealing with things in your body right now. Yeah, you're dealing with things in your body right now. But have the mindset, God gonna get the glory through this. I had a young adult last week share with me something that just made me so happy. Said the doctor told him and his wife they couldn't have children. Matter of fact, told them it was less than, I think it was 3 or 5% chance that they could have children. The brother said, we didn't receive that. Went home, and the next day they found out that the wife was pregnant. The next day. Boy, we praise God when he told me. But I had to know. This was my next question, young folk. I said to him, I said, so what did the doctor say? Congratulations. I said, see. We don't depend on the reports of man. God can change that. We serve a God. Tell somebody, my God is a healer. That's right. That's right. Whether it's major, whether it's minor, God will get the glory through it. I said, God will get the, he'll get the glory through it. Now, I've given you 4 truths about healing, and I'm taking my time because this is so important. How many are receiving? Healing is your divine benefit. Our God heals minor and major sicknesses, and he uses sicknesses that we go through to get the glory. Now, if we desire, and when we desire divine healing to manifest in our life, listen, young people, young adults, in order for it to happen, you gotta use the God kind of faith. In order for healing to manifest in your life, you got to use the God kind of faith. Because I'm going to tell you, when you're dealing with stuff in your body, you're going to have to deal with the pain. And that pain sometimes will mess with your mind. Then you'll have to deal with time. Sometimes we want God to manifest things on our own schedule. But sometimes God will just allow time in the natural realm to be extended. See, it's not a long time to him in the realm of the spirit. But here in the realm of the natural, young people, we have to deal with time. And sometimes you can be like, man, I ain't had to deal with this in 2 years. And now all of a sudden, it's showing back up. Or I've never had to deal with this, and I'm 20 years old. Now, all of a sudden, that's that time. You got to deal with the pain. Then you got to deal with what people say, different reports, what people think, people's opinions. All this stuff be battling against us. That's why we have to use the God kind of faith. I said, we got to use the God kind of faith. Now, everybody in here has a measure of faith, but it's a difference between the measure of faith and the God kind of faith. The God kind of faith, we hear the word and we put it into action. Normal faith, a sinner got that. Yeah, I said normal faith, you going outside right now and getting the car. You just got faith. This car going to start. When I turn this key, it's going to start. You don't even think about it. You set your alarm clock on your phone, and you just believe at the time that you set, it's going to go off. That's that measure of faith. But the God kind of faith depends on what we hear. We stand on what we hear. And see, in Psalm 107 and 20, we have to receive a sent word because that's how healing comes. Y'all remember reading that earlier? He sent his word and he healed them. So if I want the healing, I got to be able to deal with the word that he sends me. Are y'all listening, young people? All right. What is the word? If he sent his word and healed me, what is the word? We know that the word, first of all, is Jesus. Jesus. John 1:1-14. In the beginning was the word. The word was God, and the word was with God, and the word was God. And 14, and the word became flesh and dwelt among us. So I got to be able to receive whatever Jesus tells me through a yielded vessel. Secondly, the word is the scripture, right? I need to be able to see in the written word what God promised me, and I hold on to that. Thirdly, young people, the word is what's revealed from his prophets. God will give his prophets, his pastors, his servants a word, and I need to believe it. And if I believe the word, I'm going to prosper. So the word is Jesus, the word is the scripture, and the word is revealed. Y'all got it? The word is who? Jesus. The word is the scripture, and the word is revealed. So if I want healing, I need to receive the word. I need to receive the word. And see, God wants young people to have access to his healing. Have access to his healing. But it's got to be by faith. It's got to be by, Lord have mercy, faith. And so in my close, I'm going to show us how to access this healing. But before, let me ask this. How many ever been sick before? By a show of hands. How many have ever dealt with something minor, a minor sickness? Yeah. How many have ever dealt with something major? See? Yeah. And you need to be taught that healing is your divine right. But if it's going to manifest, it's up to your faith. You got to be a faith walker. So let's look at this, and then we're going to be done. Oh, Lord. Y'all ready? All right. Going to get a little tight, but let me teach you. Matthew 9. I'm going to give us a few verses on how we can access divine healing. Matthew 9:28. Very important. And it reads, and when he had come into the house, the blind men. Do blind men need healing? Why? They can't what? They can't see. If you were blind, would you want healing? All right. And when he had come into the house, the blind men came to him. Who is him? Jesus. And Jesus said to them, do you believe that I am able to do this? And they said to him, yes, Lord. Now remember, Jesus is also the word, right? So the first way we access our healing, young folk, you got to believe it. You got to believe that God is able to heal you of whatever is attacking you. You got to believe it. You got to have faith in an unseen God. You need to have faith in his written word. You need to trust what he gives his prophets to give you. You have to believe it. Now, you and I can say out of our mouth, oh, yeah, I believe it. But God measures our faith or our belief by our actions. How we're thinking, how we're talking, and how we're acting. That's how God looks at or judges our faith. Yeah. Because faith without works is dead, being alone. God going to be looking. How they thinking? How they talking? How they acting? They got that headache. What they going to do? got that throat itching. What they gonna do? Stomach hurt. Who she gonna run to? She cramping. What she gonna grab? So I gotta first what? Believe. I said I first gotta what? Believe. I wanna give you an example. How we all, again, we got faith, but we gotta use the God kind of faith. How many have ever used aspirin before? By a show of hands. Just come on and be at one time or another in your life. All right. Aspirin. How many have ever taken ibuprofen? Boy, them hands went up quick. So we know aspirin helps treat pain, right? According to what's on the bottle. Ibuprofen does some of the same thing, a little bit stronger. Aspirin deals with, I believe it's inflammation, fevers. Ibuprofen deals with pain. How many have ever used either one again? Let's look around. Now, who can tell me five ingredients that's in aspirin and ibuprofen? Five ingredients without looking it up on your phone. Since you done put it in your body, I got $100 right now. Five ingredients. So why did you take it? You don't even know. You don't know what's in it, right? Why would you take something and you don't know what's in it? Somebody said she took because her mama told her to. Take this. How many ever been in that situation? Okay, mama. But listen, young folk, part of maturity, even Jesus had to straighten his mama. He told his own mama, "Mama, don't you know I must be about my father's business?" It comes a point, young folk, to where you have to be like, "Well, mama, what is this?" Then when you mature, you start learning, man, what is in this and what's the side effects? What are the side effects of what this doctor want me to take? You want me to take two pills five times a day? How is this going to affect me? I had one doctor tell me and my eldest son, "Look, take this and your skin gonna clear up." And I said, "Well, what's the side effect?" He said, "Oh, it's just minor. Don't worry about it. Your skin will clear up." I said, write the name of this down. Write the name of it down. I was led by God. I went home and researched the side effects of what he said was minor. Suicidal thoughts? That ain't minor. Rash, breaking out in hives, dehydration. I said, no, we're not going to take this. Now, it's not for me. I said, now, do you want to take this? He said, no, I don't want to take that. I was trying to train him. I said, well, if we're going to go this route, let me ask the Lord, and let's see if he got something that's not edible. Something maybe you can just put on. I said, because this right here, this is harmful. Have y'all ever been watching TV and one of them drug commercials come on and everybody happy and singing and they pouring their wine and drinking and they just having a good time? But then they tell you, please check with your doctor before you take this. Side effects can be suicidal thoughts, death. I'm deaf. You want me to take something that can possibly kill me? But we all been guilty. I don't know what's in that Pepto-Bismol, but come on, bring it here. Bring it here. We all been there. Right? But is that the God kind of faith? Is it? You tell me. You got to be to the point, young people, to where you clever, you wise. What's in it? How is this going to affect me? Because what don't hurt one person because of their body chemistry, it could react differently to you. It can react differently to you. Right? And so you have to be to the point to where you have the mindset, Lord, look, if you want me to take the aspirin, you guide me to take the aspirin or the IV Pro, so be. But Lord, if you want me to do something else, I want to be open to that as well. Because the Holy Spirit will guide us into what? All true. All true. But what many of us do, we just go and give me that aspirin. I need this pain. Gone. But see, what if God wants you to experience the pain and suffer with him? So then you can glory with him because you testified you did what he told you to do and he healed you. See, you have to start with small things, young people. Put your faith to action. Lord, this ain't nothing but a headache. Okay, this is something minor. Surely you can beat this headache spirit, Lord. Something minor. Start using your faith on things that are minor. Trust God and believe him to heal you of something minor. Look how y'all looking at me now. Yeah. These are the ingredients to aspirin and ibuprofen. I can't even say most of them. Can't even say most of them. But you know what many people will say, and I've said in times past, I don't know what's in it, but I know it worked. But remember, it's temporary. It's temporary. For years, since I was a child, I had suffered and battled allergies when it comes to like dust, pollen, and so forth. And my chest would get tight, so much so to where I couldn't breathe normally. Never been diagnosed with having asthma, but it was almost like asthma. And so how I was raised, mama would just bring me and get you some Vicks. Put that Vicks on your chest. Put that mentholatum. We had this stuff called mentholatum. It was just like Vicks. Put it all up under here. My eyes would get puffy, and my body would just react a certain way to pollen and dust. And so when I got saved, young people, and I got mature, I said, Lord, I'm tired of just putting this stuff on. I was married too, and I ain't like going to bed with all that Vicks and that mentholatum on. Come here, baby, give me a hug. Mm-mm. I was stinking up the room. And young people, listen, I got to seeking God. Lord, what can I do? You made me. This is going on in my body. What can I do? And I started seeking God. And the Holy Spirit showed me in the scripture, there's an herb called cumin or black cumin. It's mentioned a few times in scripture. Or black seed oil. And this stuff helps congestion in your lungs. It helps every, it's like a cure-all. Bronchitis, what have you. And the Lord led me to start taking this particular herb. Man, next thing I know, when that stuff started happening, I was clear. Wasn't no smell. Now, it's nasty, but it's natural, and it was helping me. And so then I started doing some more studying and searching the scripture. And so I found what the Bible calls hyssop. You remember when Jesus was born? You had the wise men, they brought Jesus gold, frankincense, myrrh, or hyssop. And I found out that hyssop is an herb that also helps with bronchitis, tightness of chest, or inflammation. Because all that happens when a person starts dealing with certain allergies, it's just mucus forming and making it difficult to breathe. And so I said, Lord, can I take hyssop? And the Holy Ghost was like, bro, I'm sure, yes. And I start taking hyssop. And whenever my chest would get tight, I could just take some hyssop and it would just clear right up. I said, Lord, your word is right. You sent your word and it's healing me. It's healing me. There have been times I've come to church sick and the Lord didn't tell me to take or do anything. Just sitting up under the word in the atmosphere where the presence of God was. Guess what? I got my healing. What I'm trying to teach you, young folk, is that God is your healer. And instead of just grabbing what mama say, even though she mean well, what doctors say, or even what you may look up on the internet, why not allow the Holy Spirit to guide you into what? All truth. Lord have mercy. Is this too much for y'all? All right, let's go to Mark. Mark 11. So the first way, we just got to believe. Got to believe. Lord, I believe you can help me with this breathing. You can help me. I had a mole on my body in one particular place. A mole or a wart. And sometimes as you age, you know, dead skin, it starts to form. And I was like, Lord, I don't like this right here. What I need to do? Guess what? He told me exactly what to do. And it just, boop, gone. Now, don't be looking at me like that now. What's going on with Pastor? You just keep getting older. My eyes, I never thought my eyes would start changing. But with age, my eyes started changing. The Holy Ghost said, look, you need to go get your eyes checked. Time for you to get some glad. Thank you, Lord, for the healing. Oh, look how y'all looking now. Mark 11, 24. Therefore, I say to you, what's that next word? What? Things you ask when you believe that you receive them and you will have them. Second way we access healing is through prayer. But you have to pray the word, young people. You got to grab a hope to God's word and start praying, because Jesus said here, whatever things you ask in prayer, if you believe that you receive them, you will have them. Now, Lord, I'm hurting. I'm sick in my body right now. But I believe healing is mine. You said, whatsoever things I ask in prayer, if I believe it, I receive it. Lord, I thank you that I'm healed. For your word says you sent your word and you healed them. Pastor took his time and talked for 40 minutes about healing. Lord, I believe that healing is mine. You got to pray that every day. You got to pray, Lord, I thank you. I thank you that I'm healed. You want me to be in good health. I thank you that this flu is only temporary. I thank you, Lord, that this sinus pain is only temporary. I thank you that this drainage is only temporary. I'm going to do what you want me to do, Lord, but I'm praying according to your word. I'm asking according to your word, this, that, and the other. So I believe the word and I pray the word. And I have to believe that I've already received it. You don't, Lord, please heal me. Please heal me. Please, Lord, I thank you that I am healed. I thank you that I am healed. You have to believe that you have received it. And then when somebody walk up to you and ask you, you sick? You okay? You watch your words. You watch your words. No, God just healing me. This is just temporary. But Pastor, I'm going to sound deep. You let them say how you sound, but you trying to manifest some healing. You don't claim that you're sick. You don't claim that you going through. No, this is just my body reacting, God doing some things. It's working out together for my good. You sick? Why you coughing? You got that? No. I got healing is what I got. But if you want to tell your business, just say, look, I'm battling something right now, but the victory is mine. And sometimes, young folk, when you're battling something and you're praying, sometimes you may have to get back up for prayer. You go to an elder and you ask them to pray with you. You don't have them do all the prayer. You have them touch and agree with you. You write James 5:14 down. James said, is any among you sick? Let them call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him. Anoint him with oil in the name of the Lord. Yeah. So sometimes you may go to one of the elders, elder leaks that you know. But also elder has to do with folk that are mature in God. You may go to Pierre. Hey, man, be touching and agreeing with me this week. You may go to Minister Shaq. Minister Shaq, I'm battling something. Be touching and agreeing with me about this right here. You go to somebody that can pray with you, touch and agree with you. Are y'all understanding? I need a few more minutes. So we believe the word. We pray the word. And finally, Isaiah 53. I hope y'all getting this. 53 and verse 5. Isaiah said, but he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him. Here it is. And by his stripes, look at how it's worded, we are healed. We what? Are healed. You speak that word. You speak, I'm healed. That's what you speak, young people. I'm healed. I'm healed. I'm delivered. I'm better. You speak the word. You pray the word. You believe the word. Isaiah 53 and 5 should be yours. I am healed. I'm not going to be fearful about what's going on in my body, because I'm healed. These seizures may be trying to shake you, but you got to say, seizures, I'm healed. If Jesus, young folk, could speak to a tree, why can't you speak to your body? He spoke to a fig tree that wasn't acting right. You and I have to speak to our body. I'm healed. I'm healed. I'm going to have the strength of an eagle. I'm healed. I'm going to be able to do this, that, and the other. I am healed, because Isaiah 53 and 5 says, by his stripes, I am healed. 1 Peter, as I close, 1 Peter 2 and 24, Peter says, we were healed by his stripes. We were healed because of what Jesus did for us, when he bore those stripes and ultimately died for us. Do you understand, young people? Our God is the God of healing. But we have to access it by believing the word, praying the word, and by what? Speaking the word. Here are three verses right here that you can speak over yourself when sickness attacks your body. Take a picture of it, type it, write it. But these three verses, you need to believe, you need to pray, and you need to speak. You need to look at these three verses. Help me out. You need to believe them. What else? You need to pray them, and you need to what? Speak them. If you have children, you need to pray these verses over your children when they go through things in their body. Last testimony the Holy Spirit told me to talk about earlier this week, and I forgot, but I'm glad he brought it back to my remembrance. When my youngest son was a baby, Michael, around the age of 1-2 years old, isn't that when they start trying to talk, right? Around that age? And most, matter of fact, majority of babies, they respond to talking by what they hear and they look at your mouth to see how to form words. So when Michael was born and he got around and had age of talking, he was always a bright and vibrant child and noisy. But we noticed when it was time for him to talk, he was not pronouncing his words properly. And it was concerning. We didn't ignore it. We saw it. But initially, we were like, oh, this will pass. He'll be all right. Y'all know how we do sometimes. He'll be all right. Be all right. But he kept on slurring his words. And I noticed he would look at our lips, but he had a hard time saying the words or pronouncing them. And so we got to praying. We got to praying because we didn't know what to do. No, we didn't. We would just believe God, touch him. Deliver him. But I'll never forget, we were over my mother's house, and the Lord used her. And she said, Jerome, I noticed Michael's speech. And I was watching my words because I wasn't claiming certain things. And she was just trying to be helpful. Y'all still with me? And she said, look, you might want to just go get his ears checked. I said, just go get his ears checked. And I said, well, Mom, we'll see. We'll see. So I went home praying. I was like, Lord, get his ears checked. That I ain't never heard of that. But the Spirit of God said, go get his ears checked. You need to do that right there. And I said, well, baby, I'm going to get his ears checked. It was just me and Michael because she had to work. So we went to the doctor, and I knew this is what the Holy Ghost told me to do. So I said, I'm praying the whole time, and the doctor was like, what's going on? I said, I don't know why he's not pronouncing his words and so forth, healthy child. He said, well, let's take a look at his ears. He took the little thing, looked in his ears, and he said, oh, there's the problem. Your son just needs tubes in his ear. His ears haven't developed fully. They're not getting the proper air. Therefore, he cannot hear the way he needs to hear. I said, what? I said, so what's this procedure? What you talking about? Tubes. He said, man, that's a normal procedure. He said, you come in, it lasts a few minutes, and you go home. I said, really? He said, yeah. I said, it won't be painful. He said, if he do need pain, he said, he just needs something minor. It's not going to be anything. I said, okay. Talked to the Lord. He said, go ahead and do it. Went in. Got tubes put in his ear. I said, do we have to come back and get tubes out? He said, no, they'll just fall out, and you just keep living. I said, oh, okay. Went and got the procedure, and I'm talking about instant healing. The boy ain't stopped talking since. I mean, he ain't stopped talking since. Oh, Lord. But what I'm trying to teach us, young people, God will heal us, and he can do it a number of ways. He can do it a number. One man in scripture, he picked up some mud, put some spit on it, and healed the man. Yeah. Another person, he told them, go take a bath, and they got healed. Another person, one time the Lord healed some water. One time a man got bit by a snake and he got supernatural healing. It just, however the Lord wants to do it, we just need to be led by God. Young people, always remember God is your healer. So start believing that word, whether it's written or revealed, praying that word when things attack you, and speak the word and watch God manifest healing. Whether it be initially or he take us through different stages. Y'all got it? All right, let's stop right there. Let's give our God a hand clap for the teaching.